Thank you. very short meditations by Emily Dickinson on what seem to be different subjects, but Lawrence Taylor has put them together, five of these quatrains, interspersed with cello and flute solos, to make a kind of story. And it relates to nature. Emily Dickinson was an astute observer of nature, as I'm sure you and the Lord who keeps watch over Israel and sleeps not must also be an astute observer of nature, his nature, and our natures. Her observations in this case were specifically directed to a young poet who, she said, you must touch lightly nature's sweet guitar unless you really know the tune, or every bird will point at you that were a bard, that is a poet, too soon. She's reprimanding a young poet, perhaps herself, for not being quite in tune with nature as she might have been. Then the next quatrain is perhaps an outgrowth of that. A poet under that judgment might become silent. I don't know if anyone tried to write a poem, sat down, I'm going to write a poem, and nothing came. The next poem is, there is no silence in the earth so silent as that endured, which, when uttered, would discourage nature and haunt the world. Such a silence, perhaps, some of us know deep down, can indeed haunt our own lives if we know something and don't speak out. That is that kind of silence, and that is what's hit the poet. In this case, the poet then has become perhaps discouraged, and in the third poem, his heart was darker than the starless night. For in that night there is a morn, but in this black receptacle, his heart can be no abode of dawn. She's making a transition now to the fourth poem, which is, we introduce ourselves to planets and to flowers. But with ourselves, sometimes we have etiquettes, embarrassments, and stand in awe. The final song is, to wait an hour is long if love is just beyond, but to wait eternity is short if love is in your heart.
Touch lightly nature's sweet guitar, unless thou knowest the tune, or every bird will point at thee that word abhorred too soon. Thank you. the starless night. For that there is a morn, but in this black receptacle can be no bode of dawn. Introduce ourselves to planets, planets, and to flowers. But with ourselves, ourselves have etiquettes, etiquettes, embarrassments, and awes. Thank you.
few things about the next three songs. The first is Must the Winter Come So Soon from Vanessa by Samuel Barber. Vanessa is all in her late 30s, 40s. And since her lover left her many, many years ago, she drew the curtains on her house, covered her mirrors, and has lived in solitude and darkness ever since, with only two other people in the house, her mother and her niece. Her niece is the one that sings this song. She is young yet, and the song can be taken to mean the winter of the year or the winter of her life. Then I'm going to do two songs from The Console by Giancarlo Menotti. And before I tell you the depressing plot of The Console, I want to tell you that there is something to live for tomorrow. Menotti also wrote some hilarious comic operas, one of which we are going to be doing tomorrow night here at 9 o'clock. And so I was thinking about this when I looked at the program. I noticed that I'm singing three tragic arias tonight, just tragic. And I thought, well, at least tomorrow I get to be funny. So you can come back tomorrow and see me be funny, okay? In The Console, John Sorrell has had to flee the country to get away from the secret police. Magda Sorrell, his wife, John's mother, and John and Magda's young infant son are left behind. Magda has gone to the consulate to try to get a visa to get out of the country and join her husband. While she is gone on one of these appointments, the grandmother sings a lullaby to the child. And that is the first one you'll hear. Then you will join Magda at the consulate. And if anyone here has ever had to get something done and had to fill out a few forms, and then you take them back and they give you a few more forms to fill out, and then they say, well, you need to bring a form from this person over here. So you go to that person over there to get a form, and in order to get that form, he gives you some more forms to fill out. And I'm sure everyone in here has been in some situation like that. Magda is running into this problem at the consulate. The baby, in the meantime, I'm afraid, has died. And the grandmother is slowly dying of a broken heart. Magda goes back to the consulate for one last time. Say, please, please, you have to help me. And the secretary keeps giving her more papers to fill out. And Magda finally cannot stand it any longer. And she makes this wonderful proclamation about, to this we've come. And the song, even though it is tragic, ends with a note of hope and maybe even, you know, victory, strength. Many of the early critics believed that the opera should have ended there. They wanted it to end on a up note. But Menotti went on with the third act where everything crumbles to pieces. And I won't tell you what happens. I want you to come back tomorrow, please. Must the winter come so soon?
Thank you.
Why are you so still? I've never seen a baby so little and sad. Smile for granny, little lamb, come on. Coo-coo-coo-coo, say moo-moo, say da-da. Coo-coo-coo-coo, look who's stealing your shoe. He's my baby boy, granny's little baby boy. I shall tickle you, tickle, tickle you.
Thank you.
Does he speak? Does he breathe? Have you ever spoken to him? Occupation.